drive.
What?
I'll tell you when we're away from here.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Cookout? Anywhere, it doesn't matter.
Welcome to the Lantern Diner. Y'all can seat yourselves. Someone's gonna be right with you.
Thanks. So what happened to you guys?
Eisenhower's is haunted.
Yep.
Haunted? Since when?
About noon.
Sounds right.
Hold on. Let me get my recorder. All right, take me through everything that happened.
The door went crazy.
Was that the first thing?
No, I think the first thing was the magazine.
That was just us moving.
I'm pretty sure it was the ghost.
Wait, hold on. So you moved, and then something happened with the magazine rack?
It fell.
But things don't usually fall when Eisenhower's moves.
Yeah, I mean, we did the water glass test.
Wait, hold on. Is that why there were like 8 cups of water all over the fucking break room?
That's not why.
But they didn't fall over.
Nope.
Weird.
No kidding.
So did you guys see the rack fall?
No, it happened when we were outside.
Ugh, damn.
Don't worry, we still saw some shit.
Oh yeah. So we started picking up the magazines, and then the door opened, but nobody was there. That like, you know, happens sometimes, but it kept happening.
Like what, like 10 times?
I don't know, sounds right. Then when Charlie was gonna check out the door, all the cooler doors flew open.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me.
Me too.
No kidding.
Hey!
So when the coolers opened, that's when you texted me?
Yup.
So wait, did you guys leave early? Is anybody in there?
Danica came in with George.
Oh shit, do you think she's okay? What?
No, nothing. I'm just thinking about Danica seeing a ghost.
Oh no! The ghost! Oh!
Hey, don't steal that.
Get back to work. We don't move the store around. Everything is normal.
Wait, no, seriously. Should we check on her?
She'll be fine, right? She seems tough.
The wiring in this place is a fucking nightmare.
Okay, we have got to get back in there to investigate. When do you two work together again?
I'm actually not sure. Let me just check the calendar.
Next Friday, I think.
Crap, that's so far.
Yeah.
So, we'll need another strategy.
Are you talking about breaking in?
Sort of. I'm talking about distracting a coworker so the other two of us can sneak in.
That shouldn't be too hard. Peter, are you down for that?
If it means that we get to exorcise the ghost from my place of business? Yeah, no, I'm all for it.
And you're sure it's a ghost?
What, you don't believe us?
No, I know there's something there. It's just I'm wondering if it's, you know, a ghost.
What the hell else could it be?
Oh, don't say it.
You know it could be.
Look, I hope not, okay? I can't deal if it's a,
I don't know. Can y'all stop talking in nerd code?
Well, it could be
oh, come on.
A demon.
A demon? What, like Redskins, horns, bat out of hell wing thing kind of deal?
No. Dumbass, what?
Sometimes what people think are hauntings are actually demonic possessions. I mean, at least that's the speculation. But I don't know if demons are actually a thing, and like there's a lot of theology tied up in it.
Hold on.
And it's
hard. All I need to know is, which is worse?
Demon. Definitely demon.
Agreed. But it's probably not that. We just gotta be prepared, you know?
How do you prepare for a demon?
Well, first thing I need to know is, which of your coworkers is easiest to distract?
Yeah, what? What? I can't hear you. What?
Can you hear me now?
Shut up.
Mom said to tell you Drew's weird sister's coming to dinner.
What?
God. Mom said to tell...
No, God, shut up. You mean Sally?
Yeah.
Who invited her, Drew?
We saw her at the grocery store.
Christ, was Drew there?
No, I think Mom felt bad I didn't recognize her.
Fuck.
Whatever, it's not like this dinner could suck any worse anyway.
No, you do... Never mind. Thanks for telling me.
I don't want to go to this fucking sorry I mauled your boyfriend party anyway.
Rosie!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, my mom invited Sally to dinner.
What? Really?
Yeah, would she actually come?
Probably not. I mean, not if I tell her she doesn't have to.
Good. Good.
But...
What?
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be kind of good to have her there?
What? No. Actually, I need to tell you something.
As a buffer, your parents wouldn't be able to talk about Josie stuff if she's around.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
And I don't know about you, but I really don't want to talk about it.
No, I am very on board with not talking about it.
How's everything, you know, at home?
The same. Bad. Weird.
Yeah, I figured. How's Josie?
I mean...
Yeah, no, that was a stupid question.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm worried about her.
I think she's okay, or she'll be okay. Mom and Dad still have her on serious house arrest, though. She's been going everywhere with them.
So she's going crazy?
Oh, yeah.
And she's taking it out on you?
I can take it.
But she is, though.
Look, everybody is just really, really stressed. We've got to support the whole wild dog story, and we're still trying to figure out if anyone else got turned before the full moon.
So she still isn't sure?
Well, I mean, sure, there's stuff she isn't saying, but she remembers attacking Justin, obviously, and
you, and then she remembers a car, and there were people inside, but she doesn't know if she bit them, or who they are, or, like, anything helpful.
Do you still want a stakeout tonight? I mean, the
closer it gets to the full moon, the more likely they're gonna start showing signs. Right?
Can we actually go to a movie or something?
Yeah, sure. I could see a movie.
I just want a night off, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Thanks.
So, how was work?
It was good. I'm actually about to go take a shower. I'm, like, covered in burger fumes. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I'll meet you around 8.
Yeah, sounds good. I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Are you done restocking?
Not yet. Just getting the condiment bar.
What the hell?
What?
I heard something from the storeroom.
Really? I didn't hear anything.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Actually, Danica, I've been meaning to ask you.
What?
Have you noticed, like, weird stuff happening in here lately?
Well, Janet Thomas bought 3 packs of adult diapers in separate trips the other day. That was pretty weird.
No, I mean, like, especially weird. Like stuff moving on its own, or the stuff with the door.
No.
Really? Nothing?
Hey, don't start with your weird conspiracy theories again, Peter. I don't have time for it.
Don't have time? We haven't had a customer in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, your point? What is that?
So, you're saying you've never noticed anything weird about Eisenhower's?
Not a thing. I'm just gonna walk back and check
on... Oh, come on! We both know it moves.
just us here. I know you know it moves.
Okay, firstly, I don't know that. And secondly, if I did, I would also know that the managers don't like us to talk about that thing that totally doesn't happen. So I totally wouldn't talk about it. Just stop talking crazy and finish restocking, yeah?
All right. Oh man, Danica.
What?
I think we're out of cups?
What size? I'll get the backups.
All of them? Wow, you know what? That is just so darn weird.
Are you serious? Fucking morning shift didn't restock? It's so annoying. Hold on. Alright, either someone reorganized and didn't tell me, or we are out of fucking cups.
Aw, man, really? Aw, man, that sucks. What are we ever gonna do, you know?
Well, first, I have to kick the opener's ass. But then, I'm going to have to drive out to the goddamn warehouse to get more.
Really?
Well, we can't just be out of cups! When I find out who didn't restock, I swear to God! Don't do anything stupid while I'm gone.
I don't usually
don't.
Do,
and...
Hey, you guys are good.
Okay, we're coming in from the back entrance.
Hey, help me with these cups. Shit.
See you in a second.
Good job.
Thanks. She heard you, but I don't think she put it together.
She will.
But hopefully not fast enough. We've got to work quickly. Charlie, grab your camera.
Got it.
And Peter, you brought the crank radio?
Yeah, it's in my jacket.
Awesome. You charge that up while I set up the Ouija.
Man, that's a fucking unpleasant noise.
Be glad we don't have a real spirit box.
Why is that?
Worst noise you'll ever hear.
Can confirm.
So, I'm just gonna go find some dead air, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think we could scan channels fast enough to, like, really do anything.
Wait, explain what's happening here?
So, a spirit box flips between radio channels really quickly so ghosts can manipulate sounds to make words. That's what we're trying to do with the static. It's kind of like opening up a door.
Gotcha. Quick question. Is any of this shit gonna get us possessed?
I'll just sage you later. It'll be fine.
Wait, that's a joke. We're not gonna get possessed, right?
No, probably not. I've got the board set up. Come here. Charlie, do you know how to play?
We all put our hands on the heart-shaped thingy and try to scare the shit out of each other by spelling stuff.
You better not.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Cross my heart? Nope, did I.
I probably wouldn't say that with my hand on a Ouija board.
Oh God, Charlie, you know what? I'm serious, okay? You know, just don't fuck around, okay? I'm not kidding, I swear to God.
It's a board game, it's not that big a deal.
It's a board game, you should talk to dead, you dumbass.
Guys, we don't have time. Peter, it'll be fine. I've done this a million times. And Charlie, don't, okay?
Jesus, I'm not gonna do anything, sir.
All right, everybody, hands on the board. Okay. Spirits in this convenience store, we would like to communicate. Guys, move the planchette in a circle for a second. Is there anyone here with us? Is anybody moving it?
No.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, somebody's here with us.
Oh, God.
Spirit, can you tell us your name?
So is that like a no, or...
I'm not sure. I'm gonna try another question. Can you tell us what you want with Eisenhower's?
Wow, talkative.
Spirit, can you tell us anything? Oh!
Oh God, that's an F.
And an A. R? Far, what does that mean?
Wait, it's still moving, it's T. Oh, Charlie, come on!
What?
Not funny.
I didn't do it!
Then why are you laughing?
Because it's fucking funny, jeez. That doesn't mean I did it.
So the ghost spelled fart?
Maybe. You're the paranormal expert.
Ugh.
I didn't do it, okay?
Okay, fine.
I don't think this is gonna accomplish a whole lot. Do we want to move on to something else?
Sure.
All right, we gotta say goodbye.
Goodbye.
No, like on the board.
Oh, yeah, right. So, what now?
I want to take the radio over by some of the places y'all saw activity. Charlie, you take pictures so we can look for the orbs.
Orbs? Sally, really?
It can't hurt to look. So, the coolers and the door. Did you guys see anything else?
I don't think so.
You heard anything from anyone else?
Danica pretended it wasn't happening.
That tracks. Okay, Charlie, just take pictures and let me know if you see any weird circles in them.
Got it.
Spirits, I invite you to communicate.
Peter, what should I say?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay. Spirits, you can use this crank radio to communicate with us. We want to help you. Oh my god!
Wait, shit, shh.
What?
That's a customer.
God damn it.
Oh, hi. Hello. Welcome to Eisenhower's. Let me know if I can assist you.
Get the way, Jay. We're gonna have to call it on this investigation for now. Later, Pete.
Have a good day, folks. Come again.
Hey, it's all right. We'll just break it again later.
I'm never gonna see a damn ghost.
I mean, I'm sure you will eventually. Listen, I know I shoulda, because I grew up here, but I've never heard a ghost story about Lantern.
Me neither, except the lights at Crybaby Bridge, and we've just about conclusively disproved that one.
I googled Lantern North Carolina ghost story last night, and all I got were a bunch of results about this dude on a railroad who lost his head and, like, looks for it at night with a ghost lantern.
Are you saying you did research?
No. I'm just trying to catch up to you nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not saying I did research, but I did find a ghost tour that's supposed to talk about the whole county. It's about 30 minutes from here, and I think we should go.
A ghost tour? I don't know, Charlie. Those tend to be, like, tourist trappy.
Yeah, but, I mean, I thought we might learn something. Like, there's probably something useful buried in the bullshit stories or whatever. It's just an idea.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it can't hurt. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, no problem.
The Haunted Hour is written, co-produced, and directed by Ellie Bonifin. Zoe Eicher is our producer. C.Y. Costa edited and mixed our audio. Danny Baltazar is our recorder, with additional recording help this week from Zach Greenstein. This episode, you heard the voice of Ali Rothfield as Sally, Karthik Ramaswamy as Peter, George Long as Charlie, Lucy Erspalmer as Danica, Faith Saporito as Riley, Liz Zarb as Josie, and Ellie Bonifin as Esther. Our theme is The Midnight Savior by The Ruffs. This week, you heard music from Halloween Party and Annie Krivet & Co. You can hear more of their work on Spotify. If you enjoy our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. We're also on Instagram and Twitter as @TheHauntedHourPodcast if you're interested in what we're up to between episodes. Broadcasting live from WECB Lantern Community Radio, this has been The Haunted Hour. Wish you were here.